It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 National Agriculture Day. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Yet another Democrat has grabbed Mitt to get in the game seeking the White House, and she's from Minnesota. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has proclaimed her candidacy. Standing at the microphones in a snowstorm this weekend, she promised that if elected next year, in her first 100 days in office, she'd reinstate the Obama-era clean power rules and the gas mileage standards, and would put forth what she called sweeping legislation to invest in green jobs and infrastructure. Those winter storms just keep on coming. There were more than 100 accidents on the ice around St. Louis yesterday morning as vehicles slid into each other. In a Wisconsin pileup on the snow on Interstate 94, 7 people were injured as 40 vehicles were involved. That happened southeast of Eau Claire near Osseo, Wisconsin. And there were deaths of 3 people in Wisconsin who were out enjoying the snow this weekend on snowmobiles. 2 of the 3 were women who collided with other vehicles. From This Week in Agribusiness, the trade talks with the Chinese continue today. And it's intellectual property now that'll be in focus. A little more than a week ago, a Trump administration agriculture official in a chance airport meeting shared with me that while progress has been made, the U.S. and Chinese negotiators have a ways to go yet. Meanwhile, farmers continue to be affected by the high tariffs levied by the Chinese of the trade war, pork producers among them. And Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue today will meet with some pork producers in North Carolina, the nation's number 2 hog-producing state. Falls were in the news over the weekend. A worker on a billboard was killed when he fell 3 stories to his death near Marseilles, Illinois. It was out on a billboard site in a field near Interstate 80. But at Seymour, Indiana, the injuries were fairly minor when a jail inmate trying to escape crawled into the jail ceiling and then crashed to the floor in the booking room. We trust he was rebooked. And at Fairview, Illinois, a 90-year-old woman went out to retrieve her newspaper, and she fell on the ice. A landscape contractor treating slick services saw the woman. He piled blankets on her, kept her warm for 40 minutes until the ambulance arrived. Mike Terry told St. Louis Channel 4, "I think God put me there at the right spot at the right time." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.